You know, we back up in here, man. We were jamming out as always, because you know that's what we do on this podcast. Welcome back to Can I Vibe
Welcome
with y'all?
Back.
Where the vibes are immaculate every time we hop up in here.
Come on,
it's your first time watching. It's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG @CAZ_0. Go ahead, take it over.
And you already know it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG @Mathis023.
Real quick.
Before we introduce these guests right here, I'm gonna let these people know this is a family reunion.
Yes.
Gang. I got the bro and the sis in the building. First time. Let's get it. Introduce yourselves.
What's up, guys? I'm Britt Amaro. Ask for Britt Amaro on IG. Please follow. And I'm here and I'm happy.
Ooh. What's up, y'all? It's Eli. I told you. It's Eli. If you don't know who I am, I'm Eli_Wilborn, Kaz's brother, Brittany's brother. Yeah, you can follow my socials. This is my second time on the episode, right?
I think this is your third.
It's my third?
Yeah. So, back-to-back weeks, we had Kiana on for the third time.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Kiana.
And now you're Kiki. The... You're now is she in the building today
in
too?
The building.
It's giving.
It's giving. She can't escape.
And then Eli's gonna be the second ever guest on here for the third time.
Ah, that's big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Appreciate you guys.
Big time.
Wait. Hold up. Now I think about it. We've been through three different cribs.
Yes.
That's crazy.
We've been through three different cribs. Yeah. We did Yellow House, we did San Marco, and we're now here.
I love the names, Yellow House. And I know exactly the house that is.
We're going to talk about the Yellow House.
The names off rip.
Yeah, Eli was the very first episode.
Yes. And now we're on episode what?
I actually want to, before we get into it, I want to, you know, go down memory lane real quick, because you started off where sometimes we look back when we first started this. We had a Henny bottle on the table. We had a bottle of wine. We had like four Twisted Teas. We had like six red solo cups.
Lit.
Crazy. Wildin'.
Drunk.
Wildin'. That was the very first episode. So go. Actually, no. Don't go check that out.
Yeah. Don't watch.
They're going to check it out. They check out the podcast. They're going to be like, what?
Came a long way since then.
Yeah. We don't speak about that. So, I know y'all don't know the questions. I know this is just the moment of truth right here.
Ooh.
I'm not going to come too crazy, though. But I'm going to just lay it out there. How do y'all feel about couples who share passwords with each other?
Ooh. Wait, you made a face.
I want you to start.
My take on it is that it's cool if you do, but I respect the privacy as long as there's, like, trust. Like, I shouldn't feel the urge to look through your phone. You know what I'm saying? So, as long as I don't have that urge, like, but also I don't want you, like, snatching your phone. I don't know. If I'm with somebody and I really love them and they my man or whatever, they can have my password. Cool. But I want it to be a mutual thing. Like, I'm not about to give you my password. You're not about to give me yours. Like, I don't know.
So, he has to give you his password if you're giving him.
I feel like it should be a mutual thing. Like, I shouldn't. Not, one of us shouldn't have one of our passwords and the other one doesn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know?
No, it does.
But I also respect people's privacy. Like, it's not for me to, like, all right, that way I could take your phone anytime, look through your stuff, blah, blah, blah. It's more like, I don't know, what if you drive in? And I'm like, oh, I already know it. You know, like a comfort thing, not a sneaky thing.
I'm going to still thug it out. I'm going to type it in as I'm driving.
Grab it real quick.
I want to know, like.
Nah, I don't. I personally don't mind it. I'm just not into going through phones.
Yeah.
So that's just not, like, I don't like that. But I mean, I don't mind if people know my password. You know, my significant other knows my password. I'm not tripping on that. I'd like to know hers, but I'm never gonna go through it. It's like she said, if she's driving, go through real quick, text this person back, change the song real quick. But I'm not going through phones.
All right.
But you want to have it. You want to have the passwords.
I don't care to have it.
Okay.
But it would be alarming if I asked for it and she was, like, pressed against giving it to me.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
But it's like, I don't need it, but I have it already.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think we started surface level. Because the question. Fine. The question. Jesus. I think, which is fine. You know, I think y'all are talking about the phone password. But we're getting deeper, like, into the socials.
Anybody my IG. Like, no one knows those type of passwords.
There's couples who do that, though.
Word.
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about just the phone.
I thought you were talking about the phone password, like your passcode.
Well, I was talking about both. But
I don't like
just
that.
Passwords in general.
I don't like that either.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy. I agree.
Like,
what's the motive? Like, I don't. Yeah. You're really just gonna go through DMs, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna go through everything that you're gonna go through is already public. You're only going through DMs, which is like, why? Like, it's just weird to me. Yeah. Like, I don't want to do that to someone. I don't want their password. I don't want to go through your password, your DMs.
I don't want to go through yours.
I love my peace of mind. So.
Exactly. Like, nah, that's weird.
I'm good. We have a lot of mutuals, so
I'm straight. I'm definitely not going through your DMs. Like, how we end up here?
I'm straight.
That's funny. No, what about y'all?
I'm completely against it. I'm against it because it's weird because, like, since we've been doing this, we, like, random couples just kind of give us feedback on how they live their life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even really know that was a thing, but I've been finding out recently, like, there are some couples who do share their password out there.
Okay.
And I'm like, I mean, I don't even know how that really establishes trust.
It seems like
the opposite to me.
Yeah.
It gives
me
that impression that you don't trust me.
Like, there's nothing on my Instagram or my whatever, my Twitter, that you need to do.
That you need to log in type shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to log in and do it. Like, I don't, like I said, it's only like DM. You really got to look
at it. I can't think of one thing.
Phone is like, all right.
Maybe like, you know, our sister Bianca, where y'all share a page.
Right. Exactly.
If you share a business page, yeah.
Are you on that page too?
No.
Oh.
Oh, but like,
oh, I thought you were talking about her.
No.
But it's like an example of like, if we have like a, like, I don't know, you guys have the Can I Vibe with
word,
y'all,
word,
share a password because it's a business page. But like my personal page, like, that's just privacy. I don't know. And not because I'm sneaking. It's just that's my Instagram. Yeah. That's my page. Like, I don't seek to go through your page.
There's no one I want.
We don't be looking through phones, okay?
Facts. We don't look through phones. Grow up.
Grow up.
We don't look through phones. We don't do that.
If you don't trust them, leave them.
Period.
Kiana,
and that's
all.
What?
So I'm kind of curious, right? So if you went through your partner's phone and they already had the logins for your social medias, what would you do?
How would they have them? Like, are they, like, they just
somehow they already had the logins.
You get in.
What would you do then? Like, you went through their phone thinking you didn't trust them, and then you notice, oh wait, they have my social medias.
Oh,
what would you do?
That's like a double whammy.
Okay, so what would you do?
I'm not going for that. That's right.
Would you address it? That's like, how did you get my logins? How did you log into
No,
my
yeah,
account?
I'm going to address it, and then that's probably the end of it.
I was
right
about
there.
To say, we might break up after
that. Yeah, because that's a big trust thing. And thing is, she probably wouldn't even find nothing, which is like, makes it even worse. Like, if you found something and then caught me, address it, and then, okay, now we're both in some stuff. But you didn't even find nothing. You just sitting there lurking and didn't tell me? Like, nah.
But women aren't they're not gonna address. They always like hold stuff like as ammo.
Women.
Why are you making that thing?
I feel like if it's something, we're gonna address it. It's annoying.
You're not gonna hold it like as ammo for later on. Yeah.
Well,
we know how
I'm still gonna address it. I'm just gonna act accordingly. Like, I'm not gonna I'm gonna think about it. Like, how can I address it to whoever I'm dealing with, whoever I look through the phone with? But it's still going to be addressed. It's not going to be tucked in the pocket for months. No, not even a day. But I'm going to figure out how to address you probably in one business day. That's all you got.
I hope it happened on a Friday.
And I'm going to act like...
all weekend.
And I'm going to act like shit is sweet, too. Yo.
You the worst kind.
Big Scorpio, you dumb. But yeah, it's definitely going
to
be addressed.
How you feel about it? You didn't answer the question.
That's a red flag to me. If you have to ask for my password, no.
Socials too, or the phone password?
Yeah, why do you feel the need to have it? Like, I don't want her password. If she's doing some dirt, it's going to come to me eventually.
Right, I feel that.
What?
The universe is going to bring it to me.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not even a fan of the phone password. Like, I mean, we've talked about it before. I'll share the location for emergency purposes, but like...
Oh, so you guys share location? Like, if you're dating somebody, you guys share locations?
It depends. If we mutually agree on it.
I don't like that either.
Ooh, why don't you like that? Hot take.
Like, you're not my mom. Why do you need to know my whereabouts all the time?
I think it's because you end up at places you're not supposed to be at. That's why.
It's a safety thing. Because
you end up at places you're not supposed to be at. You specifically.
Toxic. Ooh.
Nah, it's like... It wouldn't be like you permanently got my location. It'd be like, if you stepping out, I'm stepping out for safety. But it's not like...
It depends on who you're dealing with, honestly. Like, people, I'm going to say, are just, like, obsessive. So if you're dealing with someone who's obsessive, they're going to keep checking your stuff no matter what.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
Facts.
You know.
Have you... Wait, so in your past relationships, have you shared yours with them?
Like, I
permanently?
Did. Yeah. How I had no problem, but... then they would turn it off, and I'm like,
I ain't gonna lie, I did that one time.
I did too.
And so when you turned it off, what were you doing?
All right.
Why did you turn it off? You wasn't doing anything.
I really wasn't.
I was with him, and I was with her.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes.
Where was I?
Turned it off.
FaceTime. Oh, that's tough. So you would do it something.
I know where we were.
Exactly.
Doing shit we wasn't supposed to do. I had to answer for my sins after that.
Got it. See, when you turn off, you're doing something you're not supposed to do. So, but that's tricky too, because I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. One time I went out and the girl I was with, we were supposed to meet each other, but Chris and I wanted to go to a different spot first, like have like an hour, like before I gotta, you know, be in that environment.
You're talking about. Okay.
So I had lied about the time I was getting there, so I turned my location off. Because I'm like, I don't want you running up on me when we doing our thing. Like, give me an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna meet up with you in an hour.
So why don't you just tell? Why don't we just communicate? Why don't you just say that?
Because like it's like you gonna come finding me.
What do you mean?
You gonna come finding me, and then you gonna put two and two together.
See,
and think I'm doing something.
I don't
crazy.
Mind communication. I can communicate, but I communicate, and then you don't like what I have to say, and then it's just an argument.
I'd rather just avoid that.
I'd rather just avoid that. Like in his situation. I say, oh, I'm going out an hour earlier. I'm going to be with Chris. You're not going to like what I'm doing with Chris or where I'm at with Chris. You're going to say, oh, can I come?
You're going to cause a problem regardless.
You can't come. That's why I turn my location off.
Yeah.
The math ain't mathing.
It's mathing to me.
See, look, you don't like it.
It's a whole detour of something so simple. Like, hey, I'm out with my boys. I'm going to see you later. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It depends on who you're dealing with. Like, if they may be attached to you. Maybe they like going out with you. They don't like to be alone. They don't like to social outside of you. Maybe they're going to feel like, damn, like, you going out with me, like, it's an attack on me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends on who you're
dealing with. If you're having, like, a whole boys night without her, but if I gave you a certain time, we going to meet. What's the problem?
She don't trust. Insecure. Why should I turn my location on? I said where I was going to be at.
Are you truthful every time?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm brutally honest.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Funny.
You want to get your question in?
Why are people scared to commit to one person in 2022?
People be unsure. I don't know.
Too many options?
I don't know if it's just about options, just unsure of themselves. Unsure, like they're always skeptical. Like I've been in a place where I felt skeptical, so maybe I felt like maybe not to commit to one person, just to commit in general. I think people are scared of commitment.
Yeah,
which is probably the same thing.
Commitment is scary.
Why is it scary?
Yeah, why is it scary?
It's scary. It's not even scary just in a relationship sense. It's scary just in general. Like,
what are you scared of?
Just say like where you live, for example. If I say you got to live in one place for X amount of years, I'm not trying to hear that. Like, I like the freedom to be like, if I want to get up, if I'm tired of this place, I want to get up and leave.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's what I'm doing in a relationship. Yeah, I'm just saying commitment in general is scary. Mm-hmm. Like, you...
It kind of restricts
if you. If you restrict me to just South Florida for the rest of my life, I'm going to be like, nah. Like, what if I want to get up and branch out?
But you're not.
We'll see. But I think, like...
But like, that's a good take.
Like you said, though, with too many options, I feel like... This social media era, like, it definitely gives you way too many options. And you see, like, all these girls on Instagram, all these, like, you know, IG models, everybody on Twitter, everybody got OnlyFans, especially down here. Like, you know, you're in a big city. All you got to do is go out. Like, you know, you're going to see fine-looking women, good-looking women.
100%.
So it's like, if you're not 100% happy at home or you're, like, you know, not securing a relationship, you're just... constantly like she caught my eye.
I think people, instead of sticking it through, they're like, I'm gonna go get with the next one, or
right,
you know, one little fight, they breaking up. I think a couple episodes ago we did an episode with Dom and Kiana, and she said something about like it's like the recycle generation, about how like back then like they tend to stick things out more, and now like, you know, you get in a fight, homeboy's hitting up his next option, or she's hitting up her next option. You know, people just...
I feel like it's a good thing and a bad thing, though. Cause
how so?
I feel like older generations were, like, sticking through a lot. Excuse my language. Sticking through a lot more bullshit.
Mm. Like, they definitely did.
Yeah. And it's like,
you know, our parents and our grandparents, stuff like that. Like, they were, you know, maybe they were dealing with domestic violence or cheating or you know, infidelity, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and they would still, for the sake of keeping the family together, would still go through it. And now it's like, our generation almost too quick is just like, nah, I'm out of there.
Right. That's how I was going to say. I was going to say we're so quick to just be like, all right, that was a red flag, I'm out. Which is cool. I like that we have that confidence of say, like, I pinpoint something that you did wrong or like that just doesn't work with me and I have the option to leave. Like older generations, they just felt like obligated and we don't. So that's cool. But then what is a deal breaker for y'all? So what would make you guys actually leave?
Are you coming with the questions?
I know. I thought about it when he was talking. That's why I'm here.
Insecurity.
Hate it.
Oof.
To the insecurity to the point where you're sabotaging our relationship mm-hmm. and making up shit in your head that don't even make sense. Like, I'm literally in my bed. What are you talking about right now? Like, things like that.
Okay.
Because
men do that too.
Of course. It goes both ways. But, yeah. You know, back to social media.
Yeah.
Whatever you see online, and then you start thinking the worst.
I don't like the crazy stuff.
Like, what's crazy to you?
Like, we're not burning clothes. We're not throwing things. We're not getting physical. We're not, you know, we're not pulling up. Like, if we're pulling up to houses and stuff like that, we're doing it respectfully. Like, I'm not into that stuff. Like, that scene, like, I feel like on social media and like in movies, that stuff is like glamorized because it looks like, oh, dramatic. Look at them. Like they're toxic. Yeah. Look at them. Oh, she's such a strong. Like, nah, we're not. Like, the first sign of that, like, I'm out of there. Like, and I'm not the type to, like, hit a woman or, like, you know, even, like, raise my hand to a girl. Like, nothing like that. But if she's doing that or showing signs of that, it's a number one for me. My fault. It's a number one for me. Like, we're not doing that. I'm not going to be in a situation where, like, you know, I'm raising a family with a woman like that. That type of thing. That's for me, though.
A deal breaker would be if she gives me no space.
Ooh.
She's always up my ass.
Clingy. Like,
yes.
What are we doing today?
There's nothing wrong with that.
7 days a week.
Yeah, every day.
Nah, I don't like that either. She got to have friends.
You spent the whole weekend with her, and then she hit you up Monday. Not what are you doing today after you leave her house?
Like, go hang out with your friends. I feel it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I have a question. So would you rather have a person that gives you no space or too much space?
Right. Good question.
No space is better because too much space is like,
they don't really care.
How much is no space though?
It varies with other
people. Every day. Like, does she still like me?
She want to hang out with you. Yeah, no space. Like, she always wants to hang out with you 24/7.
Or if she doesn't give me enough space, like,
she gives you too much space, like, doesn't really hit you up, like, doesn't really care.
And are you dating her or are you, like, that's your girl?
That's a tough one. I'm not going to lie.
Would you rather her?
If I really like her, you know, I don't want you to be like, I don't want to come chasing you all the time. It's not
right.
tough.
That's
it's
annoying.
Not tough. You're not trying to be. You're not trying to date someone that you're not even sure if she likes you or not.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I'd rather you like reassure my ass.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
Right.
If you're going both extremes, then no space. But I'd prefer in the middle.
Yeah, that's
middle.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
if you can meet me in the middle, that's perfect. Or even if you're like, quarter way this way,
okay.
I'd rather you quarter way towards too clingy than quarter ways towards, do you even like me for real? Yeah. What are you doing?
Like, if I had to pick between the two, that's what I would do. Because, I mean, I'd rather not any of them, but I don't want to be over here chasing you because, like, I can't even get the text back from you. But in that case, I'd rather you be on my ass.
It's just, like, no space is, like, what's the point? I could just be talking to somebody who's interested. Because it just shows, like, if they're interested in you or not. I don't know. But happy medium is always the best way, but
people can be a little obsessive, like you said.
I know. But it's reassurance to know that somebody wants to be with you, especially if you like them back. So, why not face? But yeah, obsessive means like every day someone hits you up and they're like, what you doing? Like, you feel like that's annoying.
Nah, it's not annoying. It's just,
it's like when it's appreciated. Too much.
Yeah, it's not annoying. It's just that when we're like, I don't feel like I have to hang out with my significant
every day.
Other every day.
I agree.
If she feels like we have to hang out every day, then that's when it's like,
You're basically married at that point.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
When y'all hung out 5 days in a row and, like, you know, you just want couple hours to yourself.
I'm also not even trying to be with nobody that even has that type of free time.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what you doing? Like, exactly.
Go get some money, bro. Yeah. Go get a friend.
Go get
or
some money.
Like,
something.
We busy.
Get
so
the bag.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta have stuff going on. So,
I agree. I like my space too, like Chris said. Like, I like my solitude, so I like being alone. Yes. So if you're questioning, like,
yeah. Love my peace.
Yeah, my peace is everything, and I'm gonna put that first. So if I don't want to hang out with you, you have to respect that, and I'll respect if you say the same thing. But that's what it comes with, trust. It's like, I don't want to be questioned. Like, wait, so why don't you want to hang out with me? Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't want to over explain either. Like, if I just told you once that, then we'll just do another day. We'll plan another day. So the everyday shit is, and like you said, like it becomes like a marriage thing, and I feel like that should be steps towards that.
That's what I'm saying.
Not in the beginning, because then it burns out.
Y'all just, you know, in a relationship, it's just been a few months. You hanging out every day, maybe even living together.
Oh hell,
it's like
really.
Nah, that shit.
I personally, I feel like that's setting yourself up for failure.
So my question, because
I'm
the only girl. I gotta represent.
Go ahead.
Do you guys agree on living with your significant other, not married, but that's your girlfriend? And if you do, how long until you want to live with them? Like, what's like, do you feel like a couple months and then you get, well, a year,
you
2 years?
You said a girlfriend?
Like, that's your girlfriend.
Honestly, I don't
Not
think,
dating.
I mean, I don't think I could even consider living together until we're engaged.
Okay.
Because that's going to be, like, that process to see if, like, obviously if we married, I plan to live with her.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we do, because a lot changes when you live together.
Right.
So how can we do this for X amount of time? You know, can you be in my space, can I be in your space? I don't know how long the engagement going to be, but I'm just saying. But just a regular boyfriend, girlfriend, I can't live with her.
You can't live with
Not at this stage of my life. Yeah, I can't do it.
You've been together for...
I don't care how long.
Oh.
If we're not engaged,
five years.
Don't
want to...
I don't care.
Five years?
Why should you get the middle finger over there?
At 5 years, we'll probably be engaged anyways.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay.
We're supposed to be engaged after 5 years.
No, I'm just saying, if I'm in a relationship with someone for 5 years, then...
Word.
At this point in my life.
Word.
At this point. If we started dating when I was, like, you know, 18, then that would be different because I still got to establish myself.
I get what he's saying. I just feel like, as far as putting stuff in each other's names, like, I feel like you should stay away from that. Yeah. I don't feel like you should sign a lease together. I feel like you should buy a house together.
Until
you're married or, like, engaged and, like, you know, and start to come together financially and, you know, build a union, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's important, like, a few days out, not officially, but, you know, maybe 2 days out the week, like, you know, live together, like be in the same space,
and test it out.
Yeah, like pick up on how you know your significant other lives, what y'all like, what y'all don't like, because I don't think it should be like y'all are dating X amount of months and then you pop the question, boom, we move in next month. Y'all are living completely different lives when you're together. Yeah. So I think y'all should share a space, but it should be like unofficial, like definitely. Don't pack up all your stuff and just move in with him. Like, you know, have your own crib to fall back on, but still be.
Yeah. If I'm messing with someone, like, of course, there's going to be days out of the week where she comes stay over.
Right.
Like, that's a given.
Right.
But I know one of my biggest fears, I guess, would be if we were to get married and we hadn't lived together before we got married and then we get married and you're just like a completely different person, or maybe I'm a completely different person to you.
Right.
And then we end up splitting because we can't even
live together. I feel like you should know that before you marry someone.
Exactly. You would catch that.
Exactly. That's why I would at least set that time aside before we even get married to learn how you are to live with you. Like, if we're going to be spending all this time together, I might as well get to know you more outside of, like, going to your house.
Chris, what you going to do? Because I know how you feel about marriage.
Is it marriage or dating?
So I was saying, like, would you live with somebody while dating? Like, that's your... girlfriend, you know, you guys been together for probably more than a year, whatever. And then would you agree to... he said, all right, so dating, no.
Go on.
No, I was just going to say that your girlfriend, you guys been dating for maybe like a year or so, and then maybe she's like, maybe we should live together. Would you agree?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so would you ever live with your girlfriend at all, no matter how many years?
No.
You wouldn't live with your girlfriend at all?
No.
No matter how long?
No. I like my me time. I need that space. And then as well, I want to be able to miss you. Like, I'm with you every day, I'm going to be honest, I'll get comfortable. And I'll just feel like I got you in my back pocket.
So you're going to go cheat?
The silence was killer. The silence was killer. That's tough.
You're like, mission accomplished. Yeah. I'm gonna go do my thing.
Ain't shit.
Why you put me in a hot seat like that?
That's horrible.
Bro, buddy. Oh, buddy.
Hey, I'm just being honest. That's all.
I mean, listen.
So, all right. Truth. So, we know.
No, every episode. Bro, I'm not finna go deep.
Go ahead.
I know that you don't like the idea of marriage. So, your partner, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're into.
Yeah.
So, your like life partner, I'm just gonna say, are you gonna live with
are you
that?
Gonna ever
are you gonna
with
live
her?
With that person?
No.
What? So you don't ever plan on living with honestly, the women you love, or let's say the mother of your kids.
The mother
I
of your kids.
Space, but I would probably also get sick and tired of that person.
Even if you have kids together.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Not living with them.
That's the love of your life.
You're not going to live with your kids. Separated parents do. Like.
So you would just co-parent, like, I'm so confused. That's the
I wouldn't,
life.
I wouldn't want to be with that person all the time. I just wouldn't.
What about your children?
What about the children?
What do you mean? Hey. I'm just being honest. I'm like, hey.
I think once he meets his love, like,
here
the
we go.
Life,
yes, I haven't met her yet.
I'm still waiting.
It makes sense. You're single. You're just like, fuck that. But then when you do, you're just like, oh.
You're like, where's daddy?
Oh, yeah, tootsies. Hey.
He out again and again and again. That's not right. Though.
I can't have the kids. Why they gotta be with her?
They're not gonna
so you
be
don't
with
you don't want to be you don't want to be with the woman you have kids with.
Oh, it sounds so bad, but yeah,
it is bad. That's why it sounds bad.
Interesting.
I like my me time. I really like my peace and quiet. Like,
how much though?
I love it. I love it a lot.
How much me time do you need?
I just like it. A lot.
What do you do in your me time?
Meditate, do yoga. I like my peace and quiet.
What if you, that's what I'm saying, you love your life. What if she meditates too? What if she does yoga? She's like, yeah, I would do it with you.
Maybe.
Okay, so we're getting somewhere. We're getting
maybe. Making progress.
Maybe. Yeah.
Got it. Oh,
you don't like my answer. Why?
You are
no, I
guy.
Mean, I just feel like your answer's based on the state that you're in right now. You're okay. Single, you know? So you're like, fuck that. I mean, me too. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to live with anybody. But
yeah, right
I meet the love of my life. I want to live with him. I'm going to want to. It's going to change, basically. So I can't wait for that for you.
I can't wait. We're going to have a party.
Like, if I'm with that person all the time, what are we going to talk about? I haven't seen what your day looks like.
I think about that sometimes. I do think about that. Like, when you're with somebody all the time, it's like, you know that TikTok where it's like, you're out to dinner with someone that you like are with every day, and they're like, just shut the fuck up and eat your food.
Like, what are we gonna talk about? What? I was with you. Yes.
I feel like being but, like knowing that you're with your person though is being able to sit in silence. Being able to like know like when you're with someone that you don't actually you're not close with, they always feel the need to talk.
Yeah.
Like there has to be we can't sit in silence together. Like
oh, I've experienced that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's not the way you
I feel like when you're with someone that you're comfortable with, you can be sitting in silence. They can be on one side of the room doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You're doing your thing. You go in the room, do your yoga, do your thing. Wife's with the kids, whatever. Like, you can't live in that? Like,
yeah. There's peace to it.
I guess I could have my man cave.
Oh, he's leaning towards... Okay.
We go get
there. What's your sign, Chris?
Here we go with...
I thought I'm gonna be real. I thought the girl that was dancing on him in the casino. I thought that was gonna be the one. I thought that was gonna be the one.
Oh, the one that came to the table.
I ain't never seen you chase a girl like
that.
That
was his first
love.
Oh,
I chased.
You chased her, Chris. Chris, you chased her.
You talking about the girl that sat on top of me?
Yes, in the middle of the Hard Rock. You chased her.
That was his first love,
Chris. You chased her.
Wait, you do know she came to me, right?
Yes, I saw the whole thing. I was there.
How you gonna say I chased her?
Nah, you chased her.
It counts. Okay.
You chased her.
Let's go. Elaborate. I want to hear this. How did if she came to me? How did I chase?
Chris, you chased her. How? You asked her on a date, did you not?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
You chased her,
but then she didn't respond.
How is that chasing though? Asking out on a date.
I feel like you chase.
Do you always ask a girl out on a date?
Like 70%.
My pride would never. So I hear that you are a Scorpio, like myself. But
wait,
I feel like
you over there.
No, you told me. You told me.
I already saw it. I just want to see it.
Don't worry about it.
Big ass letters. I'm like,
don't worry about it. Not because he dodged my question. So I'm getting right into it. But you're a Scorpio.
And you're light skin. I've heard it all. Yes.
But I like touching. Like I like going deep into like. connection and you don't. And we're both Scorpios. So why is that? Because you're a man? I don't know. Like, what is it? Are you scared? Is it like a fear?
I just don't care.
Don't compare him because he's
just different. Just different.
He's his own. He's his own astrology. Oh.
You're your own astrologer.
He's a Christian.
Nah, I need to know everything. I need to know your moon, your rising, so we can figure this out.
His pattern got a little messed up.
And then you October and November, because that matters too.
November 8th.
November.
Right after.
Here we go with this.
Big future.
Gang.
I'm the Drake, he the future.
Go on. I'm listening.
No, I mean I'm just trying to figure it out because it matters. I know y'all don't believe in
horoscopes. I got a question for you.
Horoscopes.
Should we get into that?
Wait, what? What'd you say?
Weapon?
Nah, because this conversation can go two different ways.
It is.
It's either going to go to what I'm about to ask or it's going to go towards the signs.
Go to the signs, whatever.
It's been a while since we talked about the signs.
Wait, what were you going to ask first? And then we can go to the signs.
Yeah. No, it came up.
What's the most y'all have done for someone on a first date?
Ooh.
Or the most out of your way you've gone on a first date?
Asking them out. Go on.
We're gonna come back to you.
The basement.
I spent a lot of money. A lot of money.
What's a lot of money?
A lot of money.
Like a lot of money?
I feel like I know. Like a paycheck.
Oh yeah, you told us.
Like a couple paychecks.
Did you fly? Oh. Did you fly them out?
I didn't fly, but I spent a lot of money.
I think I know about this one.
You probably know. It's a lot of money.
It's a first date. Duh. Did it last?
First date. No.
That's
Did you make it to a second date?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
How did you feel afterwards? Because you spent a lot of money.
I was blowed.
Okay.
I can't really go into like deep detail, but I was just blowed.
What about you, Britt?
A lot of tricking.
That I've done, I've never really had to do much for a first date. It was always taken care of. So shout out to the people who gave me a first date because it wasn't.
Shout out to them good people, man.
You never taken someone out?
Have I taken somebody out? I have, but not the first date.
Good.
Why? Good.
You're not supposed to take nobody out on the first date. You're the
That's
girl.
My take. I'm not against people like girls who take a guy out on the first date, but it's not gonna be me.
See, what would make you take a guy out on the first date?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Would he have to be like a celebrity?
No. But if he's a celebrity, I'm definitely not. You've definitely taken me out the least. Like, nah. But that's. I mean,
wait, why?
Because
you would be the one trying to impress him, not him trying to impress.
I don't feel like I need to take you. I mean, I guess I could take. Don't we have to impress each other though? So
okay, so what would make you take a guy out on a first date?
I don't know. I'd be prideful. I'm not gonna lie. This is just a little confession.
Good.
I'm prideful because I don't want to take a guy on the first. I would, even if I really want to go out with this person, even if I like met them one night, I was out, we had such a great time, blah blah blah. I want to reach out to them, da da da. Mm-hmm. I'm still gonna wait for them to make the first move.
Fuck them niggas.
Oh,
don't
see?
Take them out.
Y'all not.
And when I hear this, I'm definitely never.
Take no. Don't. No,
getting taken out. And don't get me wrong, though.
I know Kiana going crazy back there.
Gang.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Make them ask you out. Make the first one? Come on now.
Maybe second, third, fourth, the first one?
Hold on.
Come on now.
What if she really interested in him and he don't even really know like that and she just really.
Maybe she can make a move, but planning the first date, taking him out?
No.
Okay.
They don't got to be going crazy. So, what if she just like, I want to take you to the beach real quick.
Now, all she got to do is show signs.
So what if
I'm
a girl,
into you?
So what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you two doing if a girl asks you out on a date, the first date?
If I'm interested, I'm gonna go.
And you gonna let her pay?
Hell,
I know. I'll pay.
Even though
really,
she asked.
Even though she asked
if,
you out,
if she asks, I'll still at least split it. If she really want to pay, then I'll let her pay.
Okay.
But if she's showing interest in me, because I already know it's hard as it is as a woman to ask a guy out on a date.
I don't understand why it's so hard.
If you built up that, it's just not common. It's not common. So if you built up that courage to ask me out, I'd be like, all right, I respect that. I'll go with you.
As a man, I like to chase. If I didn't have to work for it, I don't want it.
I mean, it's not common. Like, I don't got girls asking me on dates every day. It's not a common thing. But once
no,
in a
but
blue
you
moon,
have girls hitting you up. Yeah,
it's not like, a turn. Is it a turn on for y'all? Like, would you guys be impressed?
I feel like
guys aren't, especially the first date. It's kind of like, ooh, you know, like you said, like guys, certain guys like to chase. I'm not gonna speak for everybody, but guys I've dealt with like to chase, and I'm used to that. So for me, it's like if he's not chasing me, he don't want me. That's how I look at it.
To me, it feels like if you're coming up to me based off how I look, most of the time it's based off how you look. You go up to a girl, you say, oh, you look good, blah, 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 start chatting, buy her a drink, whatever. Girl comes up to me based off how I look. How many other guys look like
I'm
me.
Not talking about how just, many other I'm not guys. Talking about just going up to you.
I'm just saying.
I've had girls come up where like they just want to come up and
that's what get I'm crazy. Saying. You but know, we've been in the club. Girls
I'm not
come
even,
up to
I'm
us.
Not even talking about the club.
How many? How many other girls you came up? How many other guys you came exactly. up to just but because you think they look good?
I'm not even Stop. Talking about the club scene. I'm talking about you went out of your way to go plan out. Yeah. You picked the spot already. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
How many other guys you did that to?
That's not a common thing.
I like dates, so I don't mind doing it. I love planning dates. That's cool. First date, I feel like. I don't know. I want to see, because I be having dates in the back of my head. So for me, I want to see what you bring. And then I have no problem, like, not spoiling, but treating you. It's not going to be a problem after that.
After the first one.
After the first one.
Okay.
I feel like the first date, personally, should be for the guy.
Same. Initiating. I think it's definitely, I also think it should be for the guy, but I'm not against the girl doing it. I don't think it's like a forbidden thing that girls can't ask someone out. On the first date, if you feeling him.
No,
now, if you're talking
fine.
About like I'm trying to come to your crib after 5 minutes of meeting you, then you probably do that.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying I don't like that. I'm just saying. I'm saying she probably do that with everybody, but she probably not in the club going up to every guy like I really want to take you out to this spot, and she already like know the spot and everything. That takes some initiative, and you probably actually.
You know what? That's a good take because I feel like if a girl takes you out, it kind of shows. She's kind of showing you, like, this is my standard on a, like, of what a date looks like. So then for you, if you look at it, let's say she takes you to a really nice restaurant or, like, I don't know, a really cool date. It's like, you kind of have to top that. Where when you do it, it's like, all right, it's like building. I don't know.
I feel like this doesn't happen. Am I crazy?
It doesn't. That's why I said like first date, I respect it if it happens.
First date, a girl comes up to you, asks you, I'm trying to take you to a nice, like, that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Girls that do that are girls that do that with everyone. I'm telling you.
I don't agree on that. I don't
What?
Agree. You're thinking about it like she's like we're talking like he's saying
don't even
planning.
Ask men out.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's rare.
Would you want to?
So if
That's
they
why
did.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
So if
you
they
would want
did,
a girl to ask you
no.
out.
You know how many women Stop. Preach like I'm different than most women like no, being different is asking
That's
a man
being
out.
Different.
That's how you separate yourself.
I feel like all a woman all women a woman don't. Has to do is show their injury.
How?
Their Show their
so
interest.
So you would not want a girl to ask you if
it's not that I wouldn't. It's not
hair?
That I, no.
like
no.
That's,
it's not that I wouldn't want a girl to ask me. No, I wouldn't mind a girl asking me. But if a girl asks me on a date, automatically I'm assuming that she does this to every guy. That's just
but
what I'm
why,
assuming.
When it's
I mean,
not
do you,
common,
we don't think. I mean. No, it's not common. So,
yeah,
like, how would he?
So that,
how
that
would he?
No
how
sense.
Would she do that to
I'm
every guy?
I hope they ask me, y'all. Do your thing. I'll take them.
But we can say the same thing about y'all. And we know that you guys ask other girls out on dates. Like, you guys are guys. Like,
I don't even be doing that.
But
to
that's
y'all.
Not gonna.
I'm selective with who I ask out.
All right, I guess. But point being is that you've asked girls out on dates, not just one person ever. Like you've done it with other girls.
No, of course.
So you know, I don't know. Of it's course. Not.
I just like exclusive women. That's my personal preference.
You like girls that just like. Yeah, take me out. That's it.
Impressive. Not even
you mean
like
low key?
Nah, not like. Like I guess you could say hard to get. Like I enjoy the chase. Mm-hmm. So if you come up to me, you kill all that shit. Like.
Interesting.
It depends how you coming up to me.
Like if
That's
a girl
true.
Comes
approach,
up to
the approach is everything.
If
so I feel like the approach
you're
that you're thinking of is gonna be a turn off for you. That's what I was asking. Is
Most
it a turn
of,
on or turn off for
you?
Because you
said in the club, like if
you're
in the club, you just think I look good, then yeah, you probably
I mean,
do that. To
I don't be nowhere else. Where are you gonna come up
but
to me?
Say
in,
I meet
in the gym?
Say I meet her in the grocery
That's
store and we
yeah.
start having a conversation.
It's not all about the club.
Where you be at?
like
be in the gym. All right, so the gym to me is off limits. Like,
all right, so what about your job?
Ooh. My job don't flirt with me at my job because I feel like you want something. I feel like you trying to get over on me.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he's just like, okay. I don't trust it.
Well, yes.
like, no matter
where
what
do
you do.
Where do you meet women at? Like,
anyway, there's people
you don't shop
everywhere.
At the store?
Mall, like.
I don't go to the store.
Where do you go?
now you're being irrational.
Nah. If I'm in the grocery store and a girl come up to me and we start having a conversation and she's like, you know what, I really enjoy the conversation. I would like to.
That'd be a vibe. That'd be dope.
That automatically separates herself from all the other women in this world.
And I just made that up. That has never happened.
Nah, that'd be dope. But I don't think she'd be like, oh, let's go on a date. I'm going to take you on a date. I don't think that
Why
would
not?
Happen. I don't think that would happen.
She's what
I
if
think
she
so.
What
if she wants to hang out with you, she'll be like, hey, let's hang out. Like,
yeah,
meet me here on Thursday at 6.
I'm going to this spot on Thursday. Would you want to come with me?
Is that considered
is that
a date, though?
Is that a date?
It could be a date. A date is a time and a place.
True.
Okay, now you're getting technical.
Okay, I would count I count that.
But is she taking you out on
that's
a
what
date?
I'm saying. Like, is she going to be like, take, like,
I mean, that's,
I feel like
that's what you were saying.
Her
before,
making herself available and letting her know she's interested, I feel like that's what women do.
But, I mean,
but she's taking
asking you on a
first,
date.
Is that what you're
when I say taking me out, I don't mean like we got to go to this bougie restaurant. No, no.
But she's taking initiative. Like, she's initiating.
And she wants to see me at this certain time and place.
It's okay, if that's the case, then
oh yeah,
I
then
would...
then I've been asked on a date before.
No,
if that's if that's all you
now
gotta
this,
do, then yeah.
This all this rah rah.
I'm finna get in trouble. I'm saying too much. I didn't go, of course.
I was gonna ask you something.
Go ahead.
Something about horoscopes.
Ooh. Oh Lord.
Let's get into the signs.
How important is that to you?
If you are a blank sign, I'm not going to think, oh, I'm never going to date him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to know, like, your character traits. Even though it's different for everybody, but I'm not opposed to, like, let's say, like, we click, but I'm like, damn, like, he's a Virgo or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to, like, oh, he's a dub. No, like, I would still be interested if there's a connection.
So there's no red flag?
Oh, no, there's definitely red flags.
What are the red flags? I need to know.
What? For what? For each sign? I would have to...
Like, that's which research. Which are red flags to you? Like, is there a certain sign that you're like, oh, no, can't do that?
I can only based on my experience, though.
You don't gotta send those shots on right here.
I don't know if that's disclosed information.
We all gotta bring
what's
it
a sign. So like basically that. What's a sign that I wouldn't date, basically?
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
red flag.
Yeah. Like, you know, just a red flag.
Oof.
Like, oh, he's a this. Oh, I used to, you know, mess with a this.
Scorpio.
Wow, I'm a Scorpio. But you know what? Men, I don't think we can date our sign.
No.
It's too much.
No.
Oh,
I could be the only Scorpio
so
in this.
In
yeah, because before you was like, oh my God, the signs. Saying now you're saying you don't want to be with a Scorpio.
Wait, what?
Now you're saying you wouldn't be with the Scorpio woman.
No, probably not.
So you do care about the signs.
Based off of previous history, yeah. But only that one. That's the only one I know because
say
I know of myself.
Say her name.
Because they say like Scorpios were very like toxic. Or very.
No.
What is her name?
Are we not a red flag?
Everyone thinks we're a red flag. I think we're misunderstood.
You a red flag in general.
No, just you're a walking
the
red flag.
The men, though. The
your
men.
Moon rising, dropping is.
No, the women are.
It is a red flag.
Yeah, definitely Scorpio men. I mean, I'd be attracted to Scorpio men. It's just.
I got a question
don't be
for
working.
You. I got a question for
go
you.
Go ahead.
So how come y'all always like, say a man does one thing and 100 other men could have done the same thing no matter when they were born, but you're like, oh, I knew it. Like, he did that because he's a Virgo.
Who does that?
Nah, y'all do that.
Y'all do that all the time. Yeah. It's like, oh, it makes sense. It's because.
It makes sense. Oh. Our favorite line.
Why do y'all do that? How does it make sense?
Because the stars align, the math.
Oh, brother.
2 + 2 = 4.
Oh,
so.
Brother.
You feel me? So when it all connects.
Me too.
We're just like, phew. You know,
we're Kiana.
Period. I don't know when you read more about it because horoscopes are real, by the way. When you read more about it, it just you'll know if you know, you know. And then it's more than just your sun sign, which means the time that you were born, blah blah blah. Like you're a Scorpio, you're a Cancer, you're an Aries, I'm a Scorpio. Like it's more than just that. So you learn about your moods, you learn about like your ego, all that. So
I've actually read a lot about it, and some of it is true. Mm-hmm. But I just don't like how y'all place people in a category based on how when they were born.
I mean, facts. Y'all are super extreme with it. When I say y'all, I mean certain women. I'm not saying you.
Yeah,
I do think that there's some truth to it, but it's very generalized.
It varies.
And I don't think that you can just categorize men and be like, oh, he's a Scorpio. I can't do this with him. I can't do this with him.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think you should stop yourself from showing interest to somebody based on their sign.
Like
I think you should still give it a chance.
Perfect Someone example, everyone's like, oh, Cancers are very emotional. Cancers are very this.
he's a Cancer. And I get it all the time. He's not the emotional type. Like, he's not like right. that. Like,
but what's your moon sign? Because your moon sign shows your emotions. You know what I'm saying?
This is why I said we never talk about the signs.
I didn't want to open up this can of worms.
I mean, we get a lot of women on here. So as we're having conversations, they think they're like analyzing us. They're like, oh my God, it makes sense. Chris is a Scorpio. It makes sense. Kaz is a Cancer. Oh, you took that way? I knew you were emotional.
He's having a conversation.
He's a human being.
I didn't want to open it up, but you know, when you go into it, I feel like it just makes sense. But I'm not gonna.
We'll leave a poll open for that one. What you think?
The women go crazy on that. The hoes gonna love this.
Yo, I remember when we dropped the episode. I think it was called the Horoscope Theory. And they finally found out me and Chris's signs, and they're like, oh my God, the signs are finally released. They make so much sense.
Shorty said, I'm a Scorpio because I have a beard.
No
you
way.
You got a beard. You got it. Like, what?
You got a beard. You got a beard.
Read a book. What are you talking about?
That's a little extreme.
We going to end on that. I hate to end it for real. I really do.
Can we end it with, like, one last, like, it's about to be the end of 2022. We're in our last, okay. You feel me? Like,
the
fourth quarter.
Mercury rising retrograde.
Mercury is definitely microblading, so.
What that mean? Can you explain what that means real quick?
You don't want to get into signs, so if you do.
We'll talk about it later. Microblading.
Let me know. It's retrograding. It's retrograding. It's a lot going on. So how do, for the last 3 months, what are your goals? Like, what do you want to end off the year like?
I've kind of been set on, I don't want to take too much time. I've kind of been set on, like, minimizing my goals to, like, day-to-day things to, like, reach long-term goals. So I'm trying to just, like, week to week, make sure I get all the shit that I need done Monday through Sunday so I can reach my goals. I mean, I've been pretty good on that. And, I mean, as long as I stay solid to the routine, you know, I'm going to get there. So, those are my goals. Stick to the routine.
Okay.
All right.
Keep the Love main that. Thing the main thing.
The main thing the main thing. That's how we got these 20 pounds, Chris. You know what you know about that? What you know about that, man?
I'll try to keep mine quick. Number one, if we're talking about end of the year goals, to say, I'll start with this podcast. I'm trying to stay consistent, stay disciplined, keep it going. We have fun with it. Appreciate y'all coming on for real, because you know you're just helping our growth, and I do enjoy the conversation. You know how long we've been doing this?
2 years coming.
Post 2 years,
so much growth.
We almost at 2.5.
Sheesh.
And a lot of growth in the past year alone. And number two, I'll say just focusing on myself. You know, the world crazy right now, social media crazy, all that good stuff crazy. So I'm trying to focus on, like, you know, being whole with myself, being happy with myself, and just blocking out all the rest. So that's my goals.
We love that.
Mine were to acquire a corporate job and then gain a contract with it.
Nice.
So I actually just achieved my two goals today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I already had the corporate job.
Do you care to share?
No, I can't. It's
disclosed.
I'm going to take a shot to that.
It's a fortune.
Take a sip to that.
Yeah. And then for the podcast, to be monetized. And it's getting pretty close to that. So all my goals are about to be checked off. Well, part of ours.
I mean, shit, and it's already there. So
yeah. So
love that.
Okay.
Getting things done around here.
What about you, Brett?
Brett, you get to end it off.
I get to end it off. Reflect on my year and mostly look at my achievements. I feel like I said this the other day. Like, I feel like we always look at things we lack, not things we gain or things that we achieve. So it's good to celebrate your wins. And just set yourself up for the new year. But also just be present, you know. Focus on your peace. Like, focus on your mental. Like you said, there's so much going on every day. We are so busy every day. We consume so much. It's good to just be mentally, like, zen. Mm-hmm. So I'm very big on that. Take care of yourself first. You matter, and that's that.
Love it. I love it.
We love it.
I love
Go ahead, drop your socials one time for him.
Eli_Wilborn, don't follow me or nothing.
Hey, never mind, don't drop your socials.
@BrittAmaro, please follow. I'm a good time.
And again, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0. But don't go nowhere. I see you getting up out of your seat, because you can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Vibe With Y'all on all platforms. Tell them where to find them. Name a platform for them.
YouTube, TikTok, let's get it.
Snapchat,
follow all of that.
We don't got Snapchat.
Twitter,
we don't got Twitter.
Reddit.
We gonna start
big
a blog.
TikTok, come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Canvas, Apple Podcast, Spotify, all that good
let's
stuff.
Get it. Appreciate it. Thank y'all for having us.